Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Well, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the foothills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is September 9, 2021.
The world is in turmoil. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. We're trying to wake up to people, folks. It's time that you get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to that one who suffered and died for you. Did you not hear the sound of the shofar? Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late, or there will be another trumpet that's blasted. That's the sound of the trumpets of the coming kingdom. Please make the choice for you should or not. If you need help after the program, call me. I pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency and need to speak with Dan, text him on his cell. Let him know you're going to call at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Now, folks, you can always find the breaking news, updates about the Wichita Mission Church, the radio program archives, and all of our contact information, which is our ministry hub, which is very simply
prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net, internationally on YouTube, and some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime.
Yes, airtime. And I know you was going to go ahead, but I interrupted her. Sorry, folks, and sorry to my wife. But it's a big point. A lot of people, well, radio's free, but radio airtime isn't free. The internet isn't free. And all the equipment that it takes. And remember, we are not just a podcast. Well, everybody says, well, I listen to your podcast. Well, you listen to the recorded radio program, which becomes the podcast, but it's still a radio program. And so pray about supporting our time, you know.
Okay, let's thank our listener base in places worldwide like Carmarthenshire, Province of Carmarthenshire, Russia Federation, Bristol City, Bristol, UK, Perth, Washington, Australia, Paris, France, and in the USA we have Wichita, Kansas, Portland, Oregon, Boston, Massachusetts, and Kansas City. Yeah, I think Missouri. I don't remember by heart. But we'll
that's you. Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri. And they are the most listeners that listen when it podcasts to the branchpodomatic.com later tonight. Branch.podomatic.com.
Yeah, and for a couple moments, we'll talk about that. At branch.podomatic.com, you can find all the radio programs going back years. And for the record, folks, you know, messiahsbranch.org hasn't been updated in many, many years, but I just got some kind soul is going to update it for us. And, so that's going to be done. So I'll let you know when you start going to messiahsbranch.org again. And anyway, I'm really excited about it. But anyway, folks, send us an email or a text to my phone. Simply, I just want to know what city you're hailing from. And so that way, you know, especially if we haven't ever mentioned you on the air. Anyway, follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now prayer, and we'll get on with the program. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And I send praise out to the governors that are already standing up against the Biden regime and what's going on. So, Father, please give everyone out there ears and wish to hear and understand the truth. So, Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, I think we have a song, but I don't know if I gave it to him fast enough. I guess I can wait 30 seconds and see. Control, and he inevitably is controlled, but you know, he wants us to repent. He wants us to follow his way. You know what? Every prophet in the Bible, you know what one central theme they preach?
Love.
Love of God's laws. What they, every one of them preached, repentance and turn back to Yahweh's laws. Every one of them. That is the consistent message of all of the prophets of Yahweh. Think about that one. And so, but all these people out there want to say the law is done away with, right? Yeah, okay. Well, folks, this is program two. We were talking about the Grace Reset and what's going on and how you can find out. And in part of it, then we started talking about how Biden just came out with this new thing that said that, you know, what was it? He said he was...
Anybody that employs over 100 people has to mandate vaccines or some kind of tracker on or something on unvaccinated people.
Well, this is the first first governor to say something about it. Read the red there.
Okay. Christy Noem of South Dakota. My legal team is standing by ready to file our lawsuit to minute Joe Biden.
No, my legal team is standing by ready to file a lawsuit the minute Joe Biden files.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Go ahead.
Joe Biden files his unconstitutional rule, this gross example of federal intrusion will not stand.
She called it unconstitutional, and the Biden administration signaled, We'll wait. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay, so, and there are some other Republican governors that are also fired back. Biden said in his address that he was going to use his presidential powers to stop the governor of Texas and Florida. So this is unconstitutional, and even, I've seen it, I didn't have a chance to listen to it, but even Kamala Harris is saying that she doesn't agree with it because that a woman should be in charge of her own body. that she doesn't agree with the shot mandate. This may be paving the way for her to come in as president. But anyway, also we were talking about in our program previously about how the big thing standing in the way from Biden being able to do all this stuff is guns. Now, I want you to read this.
Okay, the Washington Examiner reported this week. The Biden administration this week signaled that it is eyeing a United Nations small arms treaty that critics claim will lead an international gun registration, lead to an international gun registration plan, including for individual American gun owners. Was you going to say something?
Well, back up a little bit. You were over it. Go ahead. 2 years.
2 years after former President Donald Trump withdrew from it, a top arms diplomat at the State Department told the global body that the current administration is swinging behind the arms trade treaty. I have come from Washington, D.C. this week to take the floor on an agenda.
Well, stop. I'll just go ahead and summarize that so we don't spend too much time on that. This treaty has been, Donald Trump withdrew from it. The United Nations wants everybody in the world to register their guns. What happens after they register their guns? First thing they did in Australia and other countries. First, you register them. That means if you own a firearm, you have to tell everybody where it's at, everything, right? Well, then they say, okay, they're banned. And if you don't turn in a gun, they know where to come and get them at. So that's the first step in taking all your guns. Now, they've been trying to push this treaty on America for many years. Never has there been a president that Obama said that he was getting ready to bring it in and sign it, but he didn't do it before his term. He figured that Clinton would do it, you know. But point is so when Trump came about it, he said he withdrew from the treaty completely and put it away. Well, Biden's bringing it back. See, they got to have gun control. For the ultimate thing, they got to have gun control. But the problem is, that's always been, is Americans won't not completely give up their guns. That's why the Biden administration has spent, instead of on Afghanistan and other problems in the world that we do need to keep track of, Biden has been going in and taking out anybody that supported Trump, and they're trying to make the military woke to all be messed up in the head. So, and I say messed up in the head. And I love the military because they defend America, but they're trying to get anybody out that won't go along with the agenda to take guns.
He tried to get Kelly Conway to give him a resignation. You know, she told him, "I'm not resigning, but you need to." That was on OWN News. That was funny.
Oh,
okay. She said, "I'm not resigning, Mr. Joe Biden, but you need to."
Right. That's funny. I have to laugh a minute. Trying to get us back into where we were at. We were talking about the Great Reset, but it also goes along with the other part that we're going to be dealing with today. The end of that was saying that, let's see if I can find it. We already did the Fourth Industrial Revolution, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I think I know what I did. It's right here. Oh, and for the record, the United States postal workers was exempt from Biden's federal mandate to make everybody, you know, with the employees and everything, postal workers don't have to get the vaccine. And it makes you wonder, because there will be a lot of Americans, and there's a lot of postal workers that didn't take the vaccine. Well, they got to have enough postal workers for what?
To get out the fake ballots.
There you go. Wow, she figured it out. The fake ballots. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
They are just so blatantly right out there. It's just unreal.
Okay. Now, when we go back to the Great Reset, this is back to the Great Reset. So, you folks, this is program two. You need to go over and listen to program one to find out where we left off from.
Yeah, they'd like this. Citizens now rent everything because they own nothing. Aiden Tate wrote about that. The world would like without personal property. In this article, Aiden writes, within the World Economic Forum Great Reset, the mantra has come out that by the year 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
Yeah, they want to take away all personal property rights. That's kind of what they do see along with, look at this in the COVID thing. What did they do to people that own property and rented it? Think about it. You couldn't collect rent.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of it. See, if you own property, then you prosper from owning property. So people might as well not own property as they're trying to discourage you from owning property and renting it.
Yeah, because you can't get your rent. You sell your property now because they ain't, if you try to kick them out, we're going to throw you in jail for a felony for kicking people in the street.
Right, and so really? What was part of the thing, the Agenda 2030, is to nobody owns
right.
property.
Exactly.
And you move to the city. The government now owns everything. As a group of men comes in to take it, they're stealing what is rightfully yours, and they're already doing that. Falls back to a system of feudalism. The Irish are well familiarized how that system works out. Go check out Irish history. Okay, go on.
All media is digital. Climate change, of course, and let's not forget the recent trend on battle disinformation. If everything is digital, it is censorable. This serves as the ultimate means of wholly controlling what is read by the people, what they read and say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can, if you put it digitally, that's why we still send a mail out newsletter. You know what I mean? People have to support it. If you want our mail out newsletter, let us know, but we pray, we don't have the money just to keep sending it to millions of people. So, make a small donation for stamps, you know, or printing costs, you know. Printing's really fairly cheap right now, but I'm afraid a lot of things is going to go back to what's in print. But remember, all those that print things like us and all those that do talk radio like us are going to be targets. So we are risking our necks. So I ask you first for your prayers and protection for it, but pray about supporting what we do. Go ahead.
Okay, a Chinese-style social credit system. Good global citizens of the one world government will have a higher social credit score than the older Americans who support those fighting against the foreign invaders. The higher scores will permit access to travel privileges, better food, and better jobs. And in a world full of brain implants and genetic editing, I wonder what some of the punishments for lower scoring Americans could be.
Well, they're still going to need Americans for slaves to do slave work. Who knows?
Yeah, a digital blockchain currency is now the way forward. Cash becomes a vector of disease, expensive to produce, and inefficient. Of course, this means they can track every purchase you ever make. There is no anonymity for purchases any longer. Given the new ability to pay for food with your palm, the push for using OR code to pay for anything.
That's QR code.
Huh?
That's
QR,
code.
QR.
That's like what they put
yeah.
in your phone, you know,
yeah.
when you go, you did that once at Sam's.
Yeah.
You know, you had it on your phone. You could pay by your phone before you
exactly.
walked out.
Exactly. I got rid of that real quick because the
right.
same day I put it in my phone, I lost my phone and it was activated. So I said, not for me to pay for anything. And quantum dot tattoos that may be able to score your financial data, this may not be too far off.
Okay. An answer to Frank says, yeah, they're importing workers. For slaves from Mexico for do those things and from Afghanistan. No, I don't believe the people that are coming in from Mexico and Afghanistan are the slaves. Those are their new voters. Those are their new voters. And yeah, they may take minimal jobs. And I will have to say there's a lot of Mexicans that come.
Hey, wait a minute. Why would they have to work? The government's giving them money and housing and phones and food and everything else. Why would they need to work? All they got to do is go fill out a ballot.
Okay, but have you ever looked around through, drive through Wichita and the Mexican Indian town? There's a lot of entrepreneurs out there, and why do a lot of quick shops and different things like that are owned by foreign people from countries like India and Pakistan and stuff? Is because a lot of them have a really great work ethic. You know, I believe a lot of them most of them will live off the system, but I'm saying I'm not downing all of them because they do have some of them have some good work ethics, you know. And that's why I'd almost like to take the word all out of the dictionary because people use the word all when it really doesn't mean all. Even the Bible uses the word all, and it doesn't mean all and everything. And Frank's over here saying the white race, they don't want us as slaves or anything. They just want to kill us. And that is true, too. They want to get rid of the white race. They're trying to start a race war. If you don't believe that, go look at the what is the white conspiracy theory or whatever it is. It's just garbage. They are coming against us. But we are the ones that really promote civilization and always has. But anyway, let's go on. What's for dinner?
Okay, what's for dinner? Bugs and fake food like lab products. According to the Great Reset, animals are a resource-intensive form of protein. The GR seeks to steer you away from such foods and towards four main categories of alternatives. Aquatic,
that's water.
Yeah. Plant-based, insect-based, and laboratory cultured.
Wow,
no thank you. Great Reset.
Well, that's what all the vegans are doing. They're saying, you know, eat hamburgers, but they're made out of vegetables and other things. Go ahead.
The Great Reset and the World Economic Forum are not your friends. Should the Great Reset succeed, the world will finally fall into a grip of a totalitarian government. You will be a slave in every sense of the word. Liable to medical experimentation and forced treatment.
Like vaccines.
Yeah, like therapy shots is what they are.
Go ahead.
Gene therapy shots.
Right.
The state will own your children, and if history serves as a guide, you won't get to keep them very for long. Should the AI determine it's convenient, your family will be uprooted and transferred to a newly created ghetto. Forced to ingest chemicals rather than food, you will never know what genetic altering agents and medications are in those foods. Your lifelong dream to be a parent could be vaporized as mandates of forced sterilization begins. Should woke culture decide masculine men are an issue, would it be outside the scope of the power of a government that owns everything to mandate a creation of eunuchs throughout your town?
Okay, let's say that. And, folks, that was by Jeff Thompson, the OrganicPrepper.com. For the record, you know that in China, they're making a push to quit feminizing men. And so, you know what? China even says that it's wrong to feminize men. It's just crazy. Okay, tell them where they can find us. We got to go to break.
You can find all of our mission updates, all the radio program archives, all the contact information, and everything is at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell the Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But how do you tell them? Give them the book, miss the mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for 20, but don't do that. We offer them shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for 30, 2 sets 45, 4 sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to the Messiah's Branch
Prophecy Hour
on
American Voice Radio Network.
Wow, she got it right. Isn't my wife fantastic, folks? I know one thing for sure. I should listen to her more on a lot of things. Like, I heard that.
So,
yeah, I know you heard it. And I'm admitting it to the country, so therefore... Well, like on my leg, you know, you're right. I overdid it with my leg, and I was trying to push it too far, and she's like, quit doing that, and she's right. Anyway, moving right along. What are we talking about? We're talking about
the new 2030 agenda.
Yeah, and see, now this goes along with the Great Reset. We're going to try and get through it fast, but this is... What the Great Reset, you'll say it sounds almost exactly like. Go ahead.
The UN 2030 Agenda Decoded, the Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Alexander Light, October 25th, 2015. The UN 2030 Agenda document that pushes a blueprint for so-called sustainable development around the world. This document describes nothing less than a global government takeover of every nation across the planet. The goals of this document are nothing more than code words for corporate government fascist agenda that will imprison humanity in a devastating cycle of poverty while enriching the world's most powerful globalist corporations like Monsanto and DuPont.
Okay, now, folks, we talked, the other one was the reset, it's by the World Economic Forum. And you know who goes to that? The head of all the high corporations in the world. People like Monsanto and DuPont. And so, okay, now here is 17 points of the 2030 agenda that this man did to you. But I put a link over there. You can read the whole 2030 agenda if you go to prophecyhour.com, go to the pastor's page. There's a link to it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, to perform this translation... you have to understand how globalists disguise their monolithic agendas in feel-good language. Monolithic.
Feel-good language, okay.
Okay. Here's the point-by-point translation. Notice carefully that nowhere does this document state that achieving human freedom is one of its goals, nor does it explain how these goals are to be achieved. As you'll see here, every single point in this UN agenda is to be achieved through centralized government control and totalitarian mandates that resemble communism.
Resemble communism. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
What was it? Treasonous?
No. This is translation. Go ahead.
Okay, translation of the UN's 2030 agenda blueprint for globalist government controlled by corporate interests. Goal number one. End poverty in all of its forms everywhere. Translate, put everyone on government welfare, food stamps, housing subsidies, and handouts that make them obedient slaves to global government.
Wait a minute. That's what's been going on.
And that's why they've got, I've seen a thing, they got 80 million people demanding $2,000 a month.
What? Right, because they don't work, and you totally depend on...
Or 30 million. I don't know. It's a big number. I don't know. I don't really remember the number.
And it doesn't matter. And there's a lot of people that want another stimulus check. They want $2,000 a month. They want to do nothing. That's why you can't find workers, because people don't want to do anything anymore, because the government is spoiling. They'll get handouts. That's what it's all about. That's it. Okay.
Yeah. Never allow people upward mobility to help themselves. Instead, teach masses victimization and obedience to a government that provides monthly allowance money for basic essentials like food and medicine. Label it ending poverty. Yeah. Goal number two, end hunger. Achieve food security and improve nutrition and promote sustainable agriculture. Translation, invade the entire planet with GMOs and Monsanto's patented seeds while increasing the use of deadly herbicides under the false claim of increased output for food groups. Engineer genetic modified plants to boost specific vitamin chemicals in while having no idea of the long-term consequences of genetic population pollution or cross-species genetic experiments carried out openly in a fragile economic system.
Part of the thing of these seeds, not only do they cause all kinds of problems, but these seeds don't reproduce. You've got to make sure you go back to company and buy more so that they are dependent on you. You cannot reproduce seeds. Yahweh said, don't do that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. Translation. Mandate 100-plus vaccines for all children and adults at gunpoint, threatening parents with arrest and imprisonment if they refuse to cooperate. Push heavy medications use on children and teens while rolling out screening programs. Call mass medications prevention programs and claim they improve the health of the citizens.
We already see that.
Yeah, it's going on.
Right.
Number four. Ensure inclusive and equitable equality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. Translation, push a false history and a dumbed-down education under Common Core education standards that produce obedient workers rather than independent thinkers. Never let people learn real history or realize that they don't want to repeat it.
Yeah, and that's already what's going on. They're already doing that. That's already going on. See, it's part of the goal. And this is 2030 agenda. So where are we at? We're in 2020. We're in what, 2021?
2021.
But, you know, they got nine years to accomplish it, but it's already started. But as much as it started here, it started in a whole lot of other countries as well. And America is just really the last holdout.
Goal number five, achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. Translation, criminalize Christianity, marginalize heterosexuality, demonize males, and promote the LGBT agenda everywhere. The real goal is never equality, but rather to marginalization and shaming of anyone who expresses any male characterization whatsoever. The ultimate goal is to feminize society, creating widespread acceptance of gentle obedience, along with self-awakening ideas,
weakening
ideas of community and sharing everything. Because only male energy has the strength to rise up against oppression and fight for human rights, the suppression of male energy is key to keeping the population in a state of eternal acquiescence.
In other words, compliant. So these are the goals, and they're already pushing them.
Yeah, them's already set.
Well, they're not set, but they're trying to set them. And there's while they're in compliance in the cities, and you see it. You ever look at a couple of commercials? How often do you see a man acting like a man in a commercial? They're always, you know, kind of wishy-washy and whatever if they do use them. Every one of the TV programs and things that put LGBTQ people in it and things, and look at the families. If there's a white person in it, it's because they may be the mate of a black man or black woman or Hispanic or Chinese. They are not promoting, they're promoting interracial. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. To the point of what they're pushing it is just.
Yeah, and they made all the heroes women.
Right, which is utterly ridiculous. Women, you're just not strong enough to do everything that we do. You know, while your mental brain outsources us sometimes and in different things. Men and women are different, you know? But let's go with that. I'm wanting to succeed in my healing, so I'm over-pushing myself. And my wife, that is more sensitive, is going, now, wait a minute, you need to slow down. But it's my masculinity that's pushing me to that point, you know, of wanting to be back, of wanting to be strong. That what also pushes wanting to be free, wanting not to be pushed, so on and so forth. Go ahead, goal six.
Okay, goal number six, ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. Translation, allow powerful corporations to seize control of the world's water supplies and charge monopoly prices to build new water delivery infrastructures that ensures availability.
And right now, through their own manipulations of things, they're causing water shortages in California and other places. It's there if you do the research, or if you listen to things like the Frank Report, listen to people on Frank's radio program, or, you know, Frank himself talks about it all the time. We talk about it all the time. You can find these things out, folks. You need to support talk radio. You want us on the air? You want to hear these things? You need to support us. It's the end of the story. Goal seven.
Okay. Goal number seven, ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all. Translation, penalize coal, gas and oil, while pushing doomed-to-fail green energy subsidies to brain-dead startups headed by friends of the White House who all go bankrupt in 5 years or less.
Well, that's a fact. You know, a lot of those green startups, they started during Obama. You know, they all failed. They had to keep giving them government money. When they cut off the government money, they all failed. And, you know, that's from windmills to everything else. It's just ridiculous.
The green startups make for impressive speeches and media coverage, but because these companies are led by corporate idiots,
corrupt idiots
rather than capable entrepreneurs, they always go broke. And the media hopes you don't remember all the fanfare surroundings of their
original launch. When they first come out, they say, oh, it's going to do this, it's going to do that, yeah. And then when it fails, you know, they don't talk about it. They don't want you to remember that they said those things, you know, so it's garbage. We only got a couple more.
Okay, goal number eight, promote sustained, exclusive, and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all.
That's a joke.
Translation, regulate small business out of existence with government-mandated minimum wages that bankrupt entire sectors of the economy, force employers to meet hiring quotas of LGBT workers while mandating wage tiers under a centrally planned work economy dictated by the government, destroy free market economics, and deny permits and licenses to those companies that don't obey government dictates.
Oh, gee, they're doing it right now. That's why they, you know, if you raise the minimum wage on a lot of these companies, people don't realize that fast food and different things like that, there isn't a huge amount of profit in the people like, where you're getting rich. Well, there's not a huge amount of profit, especially if you go to a mom and pop place that's serving food. You know, the profit margin isn't that big. If they have to pay a bunch of employees $7 extra an hour than they've been paying, they just can't do it. It's not sustainable. So therefore, what do? They get them out of business. Just like now with the mandates that they've had. Even with the lockdowns, who was accessional? Walmart was accessible, but where you could buy those same goods from small businesses, we're told they couldn't open. You understand? So the huge corporation wins just what that says.
Yeah. Goal number nine, build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and foster innovation.
Innovation.
Translation, put nations into extreme debt with the World Bank, spending debt money to hire corrupt American corporations to build large-scale infrastructure projects that trap developing nations in an endless spiral of debt.
Stop. They're doing that to America. They want to spend all this money on infrastructure and everything that isn't infrastructure, and we just keep borrowing trillions and trillions and trillions from the World Bank. That's what's going on right now. That's why they'll give us any amount of money that we want. If we want to spend $20 trillion, they'll give it to us because they want us in their debt. If you're in their debt, then you have to do what they say.
Oh. See?
No, we don't need that. Go ahead.
Goal number 10. Reduce equality,
inequality
within and among countries. Translation: punish the rich, the entrepreneurs, and the innovators, confiscating nearly all gains by those who choose to work and excel. Redistribute the confiscated wealth to the masses of non-working human parasites that feed off of a productive economy while contributing nothing to it.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing right now. That's what we're talking about.
And it said probably screaming all the way. It said screaming something. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to jump in on a couple of these and get through them real quick. Reduce inequality within.
I just read that one.
Oh, that's the one you read. Make cities and human settlements. That's what we were talking about a while ago. Make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. Translation. Ban all gun ownership, private citizens concentrating guns in the hands of obedient government enforcers who rule over an unarmed, enslaved class of people, of workers. Criminalize in most rural areas, instituting Hunger Games-style protected areas, which the government are claimed or owned by the people. That means confiscated your land. And also they did a thing. They said that Biden did the 30% project. I'll find a better, the actual translation. He already instituted that. That means after so long, 30% of the land belongs to the government. And this, when you translate it down, it means farmers, which are already complaining about it, basically will take control of 30% of the farmers' lands when it's fully instituted. That's this. Ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. Punitive taxes on the consumption of fossil fuels and electricity, forcing people to live under conditions of worsening standards of living. In other words, make us like third world country. And use influence campaigns and TV and social media to shame people. They're already doing that. Who use water, gasoline, or electricity. Take urgent action to combat climate change. They're already doing that. They set energy consumption to where if you use too much, oh, you're a criminal, so on and so forth.
Already doing it.
And they're already doing it. Let's see how many of these were. The point is, folks, and there's another 5 or 6, 7 of these, and the article was by, Mike Adams of Natural News, but let me tell you what, they're already doing these things. If you don't wake up, these aren't just conspiracy things that we're talking about. These are going on right now.
Coming to America.
You know, and if we don't do something, it's going to be the states, as far as the United States goes up, number one, we have to get right with Yahweh. That means a huge portion of this country needs to repent. You need to be about the Father's business. That's what you need to be about. There's nothing better than being in His will. You need to find out what His will is for your life. If you need to know how that, you need to start reading your word. His will is to obey it. King Solomon summed it up. He said the whole part of life is to fear Yahweh and obey His commandments. That's what we're supposed to do, obey His law. Because you know what? We're going to be people that are saying they're doing away with the law. If you read your Bible, you read your Torah, it tells what Yahweh, Yeshua, is going to be doing when He returns. He's going to be judging people by the standards of those laws. And so if it's done away with, then how can He use those same laws to judge you with? That's what's going on. So, folks, you need to get into the Torah. You need to get into your Bible. Read it as best as possible. Just read it over and over. But you need to do that. Repent. We're all guilty of sin. Repent. Then pray for your local people. Get involved locally first. That's where it's got to come from. Local governments first. Your cities, your towns, your counties. That's where it's got to be taken back. A county can stop a mandate from coming to their town. Get rid of it. Quit voting liberal people in office. You know, if you don't vote, people say your vote don't count. Well, it didn't much in this last election.
Yeah, it didn't count.
But it still does on a smaller local level. So you need to get involved locally, and as best that you can, get involved locally. Speak out about these things you're back. Get elected to school boards and different things that are allowing these things to brainwash your children. Got to get involved, get involved, get involved.
And don't let them win.
Yeah.
By still in the election, they make you think your vote don't count. No, your vote counts. They are still investigating that election. It ain't over till it's over. You need to get out and vote.
Right, absolutely. And 2022 is coming up. That's going to be a big election, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to, they're going to try to lock down people
so they can't vote.
They can push the mail-in votes, because that's where they did it. There's so many missing votes from that, even people that legitimately voted, they're gone. In Maricopa County, there's a huge amount of votes that are just gone. More than enough to have changed that election. But yet there's all these other ones that aren't even confirmed the voters to them. The point is, you need to pray. You need to stand up for what is right, not think that somebody else, don't pass the buck. Don't think somebody else is just going to do it. As far as Yahweh goes, man, you need to obey his laws. And one of them they need to obey, as my wife pointed out, I said, well, we'll talk about it on next program, and we probably will, because why? What's next Wednesday?
Wednesday at dark is Yom Kippur, the highest holy day of the year, the only day in the Bible commanded to fast.
When does it end?
Wednesday dark to Thursday dark.
So next Thursday, when we're on radio,
we'll be fasting and spending that with you.
Right. And it's, if you don't know what Yom Kippur is, we'll talk about it then, but we told you, if you go to the last program, we told you about it, but the next program we're going to be talking about, we're also going to be talking about, what's that feast?
Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles.
Well, what's that all about?
Feast of Joy.
Feast of Joy. It's the season of our joy. Why is it the season of our joy?
And because that's the way it is. We are supposed to celebrate Yeshua.
There you go, but let's go like this. Those are fall feasts. They're harvest time feasts. Doesn't that make sense? Harvest at the end of the world, but they're harvest feasts. So in the season of our joy, the last feast was about all the work was done, all the harvest was in. Well, that's a harvest also represents the harvest at the end of the world, and it's all over. So we're celebrating with Yeshua the 1,000-year millennial kingdom reign before the great white throne judgment and before the finale of everything. And so that's the season of our joy. And it's a shadow picture of the real season of our joy, like I said, the new millennium, when Yeshua returns, the day of the Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach. And so, amen, the season of our joy, the end of the harvest feast, and it's our joy, it's our joy, it's our joy. Most of the time, what do?
Build a sukkah.
Yeah, we're going to build a sukkah in our yard because we're not going anywhere, although we were invited again to the Lion and the Lambs this year. But we're not going, even if we don't have the extra funds to go or anything, and we're celebrating at home is what we're doing.
Our children are here, and when we go off away, then they have nobody to lead their celebrating, so we stay here for the children.
For this year, that's it. But you're supposed to camp out and do some other things, and I'm gonna try and help get some incorporated other things in it this year. And so you try to get involved, but you do it as best that you can. Do something.
And it's also our last great day is our Thanksgiving dinner with our family, because we gave up our Thanksgiving for the people 22 years ago.
Which matters. Now, so folks, you need to support us with the Wichita Mission Church. Tell them about, look, you got a couple of minutes. What is it? What do we do over there in case it's a new listener to the program? What do we do at the Wichita Mission Church?
We provide the needs for the poor and homeless.
Yeah, amen. And so right now you're taking care of, most days it's over 100 people.
The last about 6 weeks it's been 100 and over.
Right.
Every Tuesday and Friday. Well, that Friday you went, when I went to the dentist, you guys did 77, so I don't know what happened except for that it was Labor Day, and maybe that could have had something to do with it.
Well, I think Labor Day does have something to do with it, and, because of the fact that there's maybe been some other celebrations or churches or people. It's funny how some churches...
It was a four-day weekend, yeah.
Do it over the four-day weekend, and relatives, too. All those people maybe had relatives that were having cookouts for Labor Day and everything. Point is, though, we're generally doing over 100 people. We give them Bibles, first aid, clothing, all kinds of things. If you live in a Wichita area, please donate your used clothing. We just require that it be clean. Call me, 316-619-4886. Arrange it for a time for you to drop them off. But we do need your support. We've been doing it. We're in our 22nd year, as we, my wife pointed out in the last program, which started in June 13th of this year, I think.
2007. June 13th, 2007 is when we moved into the building we're
I'm
in
I'm just
now.
Talking about the 22nd year. So it started
June
13th started our 22nd.
Our 1st of June is when we started, June of 2000 is when we started,
Okay.
June 13th.
Are you
talking
about June? We're taking up a
and
lot.
And what I was going to say is we are now in need of hygiene. So if you want to help contribute to that ministry, then mark your donation hygiene, or you can drop ship order. What I'm looking for is shampoo and bar soap and toilet paper. I was going to get cream rinse, shampoo, and bar soap, but if you just want to get a bottle with all three, that works, and toilet paper and toothbrush and toothpaste.
Yeah, amen. The home, and if you want to, you can even send razors. The homeless and poor need what you need. That's absolute. Folks, you can donate online, over the phone, mail a check or money order. Find all the information at prophecyhour.com. If you wish it to go to a specific thing, mark it for that. Otherwise, it goes into the general fund, and we use it for whatever is needed right at the time, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
So, and this has been by faith. We've been doing this 22 years. And you know what? Radio's been by faith, too, because I ain't got the money to pay for radio. That's by faith, too, for radio airtime, for the electricity and all that stuff. And I've been on radio since 2001, right after 9/11. So, anyway, pray about supporting radio airtime. You like these programs? You love these programs? Hey, support radio airtime. You got anything else to say before we say goodbye?
I can't think of anything now.
Okay, we'll just tell them goodbye.
Goodbye, people. Have a good week.
Okay, folks, you must remember there is only one true God. Who is he? He is your father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember what, Mother?
Remember, always be a blessing to others, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return.
Yeah, amen, because there will never be any peace until his return. So, folks, really, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church, and please, 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 pray about supporting radio. I know that you enjoy radio, otherwise you wouldn't be listening every week, and so pray about it. You don't have to be something super large. We have so many, we have such a large number of listeners out there, just, you know, 10 or 20% of you donated anywhere from $20 to $100 a piece, it would just do dramatic changes. Anyway, Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, Father, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, that you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would please shine upon them, and you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next week, this is Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin saying goodbye and
shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.